FDITLE. Steps to follow when your circuit breaker trips. Body content. When the circuit breaker in the switchboard trips, it causes a severe inconvenience and can either result in a single appliance or the power in a whole part of your house to shut down. However, if you figure out how to reset one that's shut off, you can quickly get back to your day-to-day activities. Besides, you wouldn't have to call an electrician each time something like this occurs. These are the steps to follow when your circuit breaker trips. 1. Keep an emergency torch handy. If your circuit breaker trips at night, you'll be left in the dark. You can always use the flashlight function on your phone to find your way around. Although you may know where the electrical box in your house is located, it's a good idea to keep an emergency torch handy for situations like these. Poking your hand around inside electrical boxes without a proper light source is incredibly risky. 2. Steps to follow when your circuit breaker trips. Turn off all appliances. You must turn off all appliances connected to the affected circuit. Remember that your circuit breaker tripped for a reason, and having all appliances on at the same time can result in that. In case your breaker tripped due to an overload, consider switching off or even unplugging all appliances connected to the circuit, or else it might cause the same issue again. Master switch. Turn off the master switch once you reach the power board. Make sure it's the first thing you do. The master switch cuts off the power to all circuits, and in case there's a fault, it might be a good idea to do this first. Safety switch. It is crucial to have an RCD safety switch installed and tested at regular intervals. This is an excellent device to ensure that no one gets electrocuted when the circuit breaker trips. These safety switches also get triggered in case the mixer burns out. Unplug the appliance instantly, and check whether it works in another area of your house. In case the appliance doesn't work at all, it most likely was the cause of the circuit breaker trip. Avoid plugging in a particular appliance and get it checked by a qualified technician before you start using it again. Ready to go again. Your next step is to turn off the master switch. Although you may expect some sort of signal to show that it's powered up, that's not the case. Your only option is to go and turn your appliances on. 3. Circuit overloads, the causes. Overloading the circuit is probably one of the most common problems that cause the circuit breaker to trip. Excess power consumption on a single circuit can result in this. Rather than letting the circuit overwork and catch fire, modern switches use thermal as well as magnetic tripping mechanisms, which only cause a power outage. Electrical circuits often have a fixed limit of power that they can provide. It is an excellent way to remind you to reduce the number of appliances you're powering simultaneously on the same circuit. A few common causes for a circuit to overload include excess use to air conditioners or fans during a heatwave, overloading a circuit as a result of too many heavy-duty home appliances, or an excessive nativity scene during Christmas. In case the lights on your property start dimming, buzzing, or turn warm, you can catch the trip before it occurs. Switch off some of the appliances, and that will help restore normalcy in the electrical system. Here are a few ways to prevent a circuit from overloading. Call in an electrician to rewire your circuits with newer ones that can easily meet a higher electrical demand. Don't connect too many devices to a single circuit. Share loads across different circuits. If you're uncertain of what the problem was after trying the above, or if you want a professional to look at it, just give us a call. For any more information about our electrical services, feel free to contact All Round Electricals at 1300 169 263.